From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama outlines his plan for his final full year in office. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to pressure the Islamic State militants.
The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
President Obama touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, passage of a significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results from Rwandans have voted to change the constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for office several more times. Referendums on Friday asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the amendment makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to trouble Burundi and given the government a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. Communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police. The council condemned recent violence in Burundi. The country has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement of President Pierre Nkurunziza, who was taking a third term in office, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. This is VOA News.